Welcome to the Coming Home podcast. I am your host, Dr. Anna Lee. This is your space to recover from narcissistic relationships and start to begin to prepare for your soulmate. Today, I want to ask you a powerful question. If you're in a situationship, if you've tried to close the door, if you have closed the door, but you're still ruminating, if the narcissist is taking up space in your head rent-free, this episode's going to help you. I want to ask you to ask yourself a powerful question. Does this person care about you? Do they care about your well-being? Do they care about your thoughts? Do they care about your feelings? Are they kind, compassionate, considerate? Or are they constantly lying to you, ghosting you, cheating on you, gaslighting you? Do you constantly feel undervalued, unappreciated, used, disrespected? On the other hand, do you feel chosen, prioritized, loved, cared for? Do you feel like you're the first pick? Do you feel like they value you? I want you to ask these questions because what happens is you might get through a space where you feel really empowered and you say that you're done. You're experiencing pain and you feel like it's the last time and you want to close the door and you can't believe how disrespectful they just were. Or maybe you just took them back for the millionth time. I want you to tap back into those feelings because what happens once the pain wears away and there's some time and some space in between the last interaction, we feel better. We feel clear. We feel more at peace. Our nervous system starts to regulate. But then what happens? They reach back out. Or maybe even you reach back out. And you tell yourself, this time it will be different. This time you're going to be more chill. This time you're going to be more accepting. Oh, but we're in a marriage, so they can do that. Till death do us part, even though they cheat all the time. And even though even in the Bible it says infidelity is a reason to get out of a marriage. You know that that's not really the answer. The answer is that there's some kind of addiction to this relationship. There's some kind of unworthiness. There's some kind of insecurity that's going on that has you holding on for dear life. So this is why I like to ask my clients powerful questions. I never tell my clients what to do. I can offer suggestions, but the main thing I help empower my clients with is asking powerful questions for them to reflect on, for their own guidance to come up. Because like I said, when that pain wears away, we're not thinking of the immediate consequences we felt when we closed the door or when we said we've had enough. And so when we hear back from the narcissist or we reach back out to them, we're only thinking of that excitement in that moment and the hope and possibility that this time it will be different. This time it will work out. That this time they've learned their lesson. This time they've had enough space between you that they're going to act right. And it creates feelings and sensations that go off in the body that are very healing and very soothing. That's why I classify these as a form of an addiction. We love the high of what we feel when we get back into contact and things feel really good. Most likely it's that you're only physically attracted to this person, or maybe not even physically attracted, but let's just say attracted. I've been with narcissists who were definitely not physically attracted, but I only wanted to be with them because I was addicted to this relationship. Serotonin increases, dopamine increases, cortisol decreases. These are neurotransmitters, hormones that regulate our chemistry in our brain and in our body. It's just like a heroin addict. It's just like an alcoholic who is addicted to the first drink, to the first hit, even though it comes with consequences. Because they're in pain overall. And so what feels better is just, let's take a hit. Let's just soothe and ease the pain. I don't even care about the consequences. I'll deal with it tomorrow. And then they build up, they add up until we crash and burn. Same thing with narcissistic relationships. So this is why I'm so big on asking you these questions so that you can bring to the forefront all of the pain. I want you to go right now and think about that last interaction you had or the last time you said that you were done. Why did you decide that you were going to be done? Can you tap back into that empowered version of yourself? What did they believe to be true of what they actually deserve? Why did they want to get to the point where they closed the door or they said, I'm not doing this anymore? Why did they get to the point where they needed to block? And then what has you unblock them? Or what has you go back into contact? What has you reach back out to them? What has you ruminating? Most people, it's thinking this time it will be different. And most people, it's also thinking that something was their fault and that's why the narcissist behavior changed. That's why they got cold. That's why they cheated. That's why they lied. That's why they ghosted. Maybe I'm putting too much pressure on them. Maybe I'm demanding too much. Maybe I'm too sensitive. Maybe I need to take better care of myself and look better. This is just what you do in a marriage. This is what you just do in a relationship. Nobody's perfect. Maybe I'm asking too much. And oh, what about the time where I acted crazy and I lashed out? Think of yourself as a healthy, normal person. Like, most likely that's what you are. If you're listening to my podcast and you actually care about recovering from these kind of relationships and you want peace and sanity and you want to experience love and joy in your life and to really trust that again. Would you, as a healthy person, treat somebody else the way that they're treating you? Or would you have compassion? Would you have empathy? Would you be affected by the decisions and choices that you are making that are similar to the narcissist? This is why I highlight that narcissists are very spiritually sick, spiritually and emotionally sick. They are immature, wounded children in adult bodies. They don't know how to regulate their nervous system. They don't know how to be compassionate. They don't know how to be empathetic. They are just chasing their own needs. And you might argue and say, but I am giving them everything you need. Sometimes their needs are that they need a quick hit of dopamine from a new supply. That's something you can't give to them. And so they'll go seek it outwardly. This is why a lot of empaths get really frustrated because they feel like they're bending over backwards and nothing is enough. The narcissist still leaves. The narcissist still cheats. The narcissist still ghosts. Nothing in your human power and control can stop the narcissist's behavior. This is what I want to empower you with. A narcissist is going to do what a narcissist is going to do. They're going to love bomb you. They're going to hook you. Then they're going to discard you. And they're going to do that with every single person in their life that they have intimate relationships with. So, when you're sitting there thinking that they're having this dream life that you wanted with them, with this new supply, it's not real. And they go extra hard with love bombing the new supply after they felt rejected by you. Even if they ended the relationship, they know it's because you were going to end it. You saw them for who they were. You eventually were going to leave. And so they're cowards. Most of them leave on their own, but then they try to protect their image and show off the new supply as if the new supply is the best thing and the love of their life. It's not true. That wears out. They'll eventually hook that person and discard them. And that's usually when they come back to you or they just go do it to another person. All of this to say is that the more that you can realize that just is how a narcissist behaves and that just is their process, the less you take it personally. That's most empaths' issue, who are stuck in the narcissist empath cycle, is that somewhere along the line, they think that it's their fault or that they're not good enough, and that's why the narcissist behaves the way that they do. That's simply not true. And sometimes it takes going through a lot of pain and hardship and lessons until you get the lesson of you are always worthy all the time. And you actually are so powerful that you never needed to get into this relationship and you never needed to stay. And you're at where you're at right now. So we want to let go of guilt and shame and remorse. We want to move forward. And moving forward is that the next time you go on a date and it seems like somebody's not choosing you, you don't go on another date with them. If somebody's condescending and rude to you, you don't entertain it. When you see the red flags, even though you don't have another option, you don't need to keep entertaining these relationships. That's the difference. It's that you've learned wisdom and discernment from these relationships, and you finally learned that you actually the whole time have been good enough. You've actually been too good for somebody of their character. the universe, God, doesn't validate us being in these relationships, but we also have free will. And so I just want to close with this. On my journey, every single narcissistic relationship was just leading me closer to my relationship with my creator. My creator who has my heart beating and my lungs breathing and my stomach digesting. My creator who wakes me up every morning. My creator who says I'm good enough. My creator who says I'm made in his image and I'm a masterpiece. My creator who wants me to experience joy and happiness and love. My creator who doesn't want me to experience feeling abandoned and used and discarded and undervalued. All those relationships led me to get closer and closer with the relationship with my personal higher power. And that's where I had to learn my worthiness. I had to learn my value. I had to learn to be okay on my own. I had to learn to love myself. I had to learn to choose myself. I had to learn to walk away. I had to learn to reject people, and I had to learn to be rejected. Most people don't walk this path, but I understand that we only live one life. And I understand that I want to go all out. And I understood I wanted to be with the love of my life, but that had to start with me loving myself, loving my creator, and not tolerating staying in abuse, in disrespect. In pain. That was my story for years. Love equals pain. Love equals misery. Love equals abandonment. Love equals betrayal. I had to create my new story of love equals trust. Love equals joy. Love equals love. Love just is. Love is my birthright. And that's where I come in to really support my clients who are wanting that. So if this is resonating with you, at the time of this recording, I am now accepting one-on-one clients. If you want to start with a 30-minute one-on-one, these are standalone sessions. But at the end, if I feel like it's a fit, I'll invite you further into one-on-one coaching. And sometimes it's not, and that's okay, but you still will get a lot out of the 30-minute one-on-one session. The intention is to help you get clarity and figure out some action steps. I never tell you what to do, but I hold a space for your guidance, your wisdom to come up. And if you want to go through with the one-on-one coaching, that's where you'll take my four-step course. You'll get a weekly call. You'll get in-between support. You can ask me any question or message me in between, especially if you feel like reaching out or you're ruminating. I'm here for you. So that option is there. Sending you so much love. If you feel called, I would love to have you subscribe to the show. Leave a review if you can. It just takes a minute. You just click the five stars if that's what feels true for you. This helps me reach more people, and I'm able to keep creating free content for you. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll keep creating more videos for you.